Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor in Paradise wrap up. It's a new show, a new season. I'm Amy here, not as always, here for the first time with the newly engaged Haley Strong. Haley, congratulations, and how are you doing?
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so excited. This weekend, I unexpectedly got engaged to my long-term boyfriend, Ethan, who you guys heard this past season on The Bachelorette Wrap-Up. It was a complete surprise, so I was really excited.
Oh, well done. Yes, I've been restraining from getting all the details from Haley because I wanted listeners to share in the excitement. So I'm just excited to hear, Haley, whatever you want to share about how it went down. So you said you were not expecting it.
I wasn't expecting it eventually, right? Yeah. Like, in the grand scheme of things, I was. Like, we've been together for almost 5 years. Like, you know, we had said, like, oh, yeah, we'd like to move in together before we get engaged. And let's live together for a while and make sure that that's a thing that works out for us before we get legally entwined together forever.
Yes.
But I had kind of almost forgotten about it for a while. I don't know. Like, I remember now thinking about it that Ethan said, yeah, like, if we live together for like about 6 months, then I'll probably start thinking about it. I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever. So there was a big festival in town this weekend, and we had bought tickets for a tall ship cruise because I just happened to have that Friday night off work, which does not usually happen. And we were going to meet some friends before the cruise for dinner. And, you know, Ethan suggested we go a little bit early so we could find parking. Totally made sense to me. It's always hard to get parking down there. So we parked at one end of the festival, and we kind of walked up near a restaurant. Actually, you and I went to with my mom when you're here at the Smokin' Buddha.
Yeah.
Kind of up behind there, and there's the canals right there, and he said, hey, let's go look at the canals. So I was like, okay, like, he likes to go look at the canals. Right. So, like, nothing felt out of the ordinary. And then we were just chatting away, and, you know, things got a little deeper, and I thought it was just like a continuation of a conversation we were having the night before. And then all of a sudden he's like, yeah, just give me 1 second, and, like, pulls the ring out. I was like, oh my God, is this actually happening? Because I just did not expect it, especially in that moment.
Right.
So
were you guys kind of, like, away from people at that point? Like, or was it?
Yeah, thank gosh.
Not on festival stage or anything.
No. Because he told me later, he's like, my original plan was to do it on the boat. I was like, thank God you didn't. Too many people around. He's like, yeah, I would not have. You know, so we got to enjoy it for a couple minutes. I called my mom. We called his mom. And then we were able to meet up with some of my best friends right after. So I could, like, immediately share the news with them. So that was really fantastic.
Oh my gosh. That's so exciting.
Yeah.
I love that it's, like, in your, like, area too. Like, you know, sometimes, like, you plan, like, a big trip, and then everyone will be like, oh, you guys are going to get engaged. And then the surprise is kind of lost.
Because we were talking about going on a trip in October, and I was like, well, that's going to be it. Like, I have to make sure my nails are painted nice the entire time I'm away. Like, I'm going to have to go get a manicure and make sure it lasts, because that's when it's going to be. And I just kind of, like, you know, it just happened. And I just happened to have my nails painted, thankfully.
And I saw you shared on Twitter and on Instagram pictures, and the ring looks really unique. I really like it. What kind of stone is that in the middle?
It's a blue sapphire, surrounded by white sapphires, because the sapphire is my birthstone. And that's, I've always said that I didn't want a diamond engagement ring. I really wanted a sapphire. So.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. I feel like we were just critiquing, Hannah's rings, and I was like, I really like when it's, like, a different color. So I love that. I love how it looks so nice.
Yeah.
So congratulations again. I'm so excited for you guys.
Thank you. Yep. It's going to be a fun time. We're looking at 2020, as our year to get married. So that's, coming up quick.
Yes.
It's going to be here before we know it.
Yeah, I tweeted that. Thank you to Ethan for saving the season. I feel like it's, like, my most popular tweet, so I rely on Haley to give me good content.
A couple of people have been like, oh, like, you gave him the final rose, and I think Alex Conway said, gosh, I hope he didn't bring a guitar, and, like, no, Ethan knows.
Nothing cringeworthy.
He can't see in front of me. Yeah.
Yeah, and he did it ahead of the you know, not like right after we recorded. So it's like part of the news cycle, which is perfect. Thank you, Ethan.
He said he did it.
Well.
He was like, yeah, I made the good choice in doing it right in like the small, very short off season between The Bachelorette and Bachelor Paradise.
Right. Yeah. You didn't step on Hannah's 1 minute engagement or anything. Yeah. So perfect. Well, with that, could transition to talking about the other big news story of the week, which is all about Tyler C. Well, there's another big story, but we'll get to that when we discuss the episode about Blake and all that drama. But we were, you know, debating whether, you know, was he genuine about getting a drink with Hannah or not, or what was going to happen there. And he was spotted staying over at her place. And we were really excited about this news story. Mm-hmm. And then another news story came out like a few days later that he was spotted hanging out with Gigi Hadid.
Yep.
And probably staying over at her place as well. So, Haley, what do you think is going on here? Is Tyler just having fun? Was the Hannah thing not really what it looked like?
I think Tyler has free reign to do whatever he'd like to do while he's single, as long as he's keeping his intentions clear. I'm sorry if Gigi Hadid slid into my DMs right now. I would absolutely go for a drink with her. Are you kidding me? Gigi Hadid. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Sorry, Hannah seems great. But Gigi and Dean, like, are you serious? Like, yes, I'm taking that opportunity.
Exactly.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Like, and so, and I feel like this is going to be a theme of this week of Bachelor in Paradise and our podcast in general. But I feel like as long as your intentions are clear in what all of the consenting adults are doing here, then what's wrong with, you know, hanging out with Hannah one night and hanging out with Hadid 3 nights later? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not the best optically, but I mean, he's not engaged to Hannah. She made a choice, and that was to not be with Tyler. And so why would Tyler be so willing to just go back to her, especially when Gigi Hadid is sliding into his DMs? Like, come on.
Right. Yeah, there was, I guess Chris Harrison did an interview where he was talking about, like, well, like, now I don't know, like, he's not really, like, if he's not sincere, then he wouldn't be in the running for The Bachelor. So it could have impacted those chances. But again, like you said, it's Gigi Hadid. So, who knows who they're going to cast on the show? Like,
Tyler should not be The Bachelor. He should not go on The Bachelor, and he should not go on Bachelor in Paradise. I can't imagine either of those things doing any good for his reputation. He's at his maximum right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he should just continue to live his best life for the next year and a half.
Yeah.
Because when we see with Blake, what happens when you're the favorite and people give you a lot of attention and you revel in it, and what happens there?
Yeah, when you're the loved one, and where people are like, you should have won, you're the second place. And yeah, this could be a real eye opener for Tyler on what not to do. So let's hope that doesn't happen. All right. So yeah, let's jump into this episode. We were both really excited for BIP to be back. This one feels like very different because of the whole, like, it was really the Blake show. I felt like a few other little couples came in there, but this seemed to be like where everyone came to confront him, and I'd say rightfully so, in my opinion. But yeah, what did you think of this part of it?
Oh gosh, it was interesting, that's for sure. I was really excited for this, and I think that the first two episodes were pretty darn good, minus the fact that we did not get a rose ceremony. Ethan and I went to a trivia night last night, so I didn't get home till about 9. I got a text from Doug at about 9:45 saying, oh gosh, I don't think we're getting a rose ceremony tonight. So at least I was prepared for that.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would have been incredibly disappointed if I wasn't prepared for that.
Right.
This week definitely had a theme, and that's, is Blake Horseman shit or is he legit?
Ooh, I like the rhyme.
Thank you. It just came to me.
I think you have your next strongtakes.ca blog post right now. Perfect. Yeah. And then there's this whole other thing that came about, which is weird for me because I was sort of seeing the headlines and I hadn't watched that second episode yet. And so I was like, okay, wait, like, what's going on? But where he released text messages from Kaylin to kind of show his side of the story. And then all that was very dramatic. And he ended up deleting them. But, you know, screen grabs are out there.
Don't worry. They still exist on the internet because, of course, they do.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, I mean, I guess we can get to it. But he essentially has, like the preview said, like the more than a love triangle. It was like a hexagon, decadon, yeah. Whatever they said. But I don't know. Should we get into it now or should we kind
of get into it? So okay. We start off the first night with Hannah coming in, Hannah G. Mm-hmm. And then the very next person is Blake, I believe, right?
Right. And these are kind of the two that everyone was talking about. Like, they'll be the perfect couple in paradise. They'll be the king and queen of paradise and just kind of the sought after people. Not necessarily untrue, but they're just both coming in with different, I guess. Blake has a lot of baggage coming in.
Which is not what we expected. I think I know you and I were excited for Blake to come in. We liked Blake in the original season, but this episode was a tough look for him. He seemed interested in Hannah right off the bat, and we have some more people come in. Who else came in so far?
Tayshia,
Demi and Wills, yeah.
Katie.
Chris Bukowski, Katie.
Somebody named people. Jane was there.
Who is horrifying, right? Anyways, we'll get to her.
But then Kaylin comes,
Then Kaylin comes in saying, hey, you know, I have an issue with one of the guys in there. And she talks to Onyeka and says, yeah, like, Blake and I hooked up before the show. We hooked up at Stagecoach. This is one of 45,000 Stagecoach mentions in this week of The Bachelor. We hooked up at Stagecoach the night before. He hooked up with Christina, and afterwards he told me I was a mistake, and you know, I'm really hurt by that. And so what did you think hearing that?
Yeah, it was really surprising. I wasn't sure like how it was going to go down and who like she was going to, like, it was weird that she kind of came in with that, but then she didn't reveal it right away. And, you know, Tayshia and Blake went on the date. So I wasn't sure if she was going to bring it up just to him and it just kind of spread like wildfire, I feel like. Mm-hmm. But I was just shocked because it's not the kind of way he was portrayed on Becca's season. He was just kind of like the ultimate gentleman. And we knew that he had dated Christina and that seemed like a kind of cute pairing, but that he, you know, didn't really want to be serious with her. So it sort of ended, but I didn't think
we
it was like
rumblings that maybe Blake was enjoying his time post Bachelorette with all of the women who are excited to meet him.
Yeah, like he wanted to keep his options open. I didn't think his options would be like the next night after in the same vicinity.
Yeah.
So I think Kaylin was definitely right to be upset.
Mm-hmm. I think both of them are just not really in the right, but also not really in the wrong here.
Yeah.
Kaylin has rights to be upset. She was talking to this guy and he kind of didn't disclose everything that was going on. And maybe she was led to believe that something else was going on when it wasn't. But Blake is single, so why shouldn't he enjoy his time with these women? And you know, he had hooked up with Christina the night before, and that doesn't look great, but you know, he's not with either of them. It's within his rights to do it.
Yeah, Christina, it was like they had broken up and it was sort of like, oh, you're familiar, like we're friends and friends with benefits kind of thing, it seemed like. And then with Kaylin, it didn't seem like he had promised a relationship or anything. But she kept bringing up that he wanted her to lie about it. And so I think that was maybe the challenging part, or that it was a mistake. But she kept saying, like, he said that I was a mistake. So,
but I don't really think that's what he was intending or implying.
Right.
I think he probably said that, you know, hooking up with her might have been a mistake, but right. not necessarily, like, you know, like the situation itself right. was not his best life choice. Not like, Kaylin, your existence is a complete mistake.
Right, exactly.
I don't think that's what his point was.
No, and he seemed like, when she confronted him and quoted that, he was like, no, I did not. Like, he seemed so like, I would never, like, I didn't. Can't think that I said that, you know. So it's,
and I don't really think he, I don't think he would say something like that. Mm-hmm. It's again not a great look for him, not a great look from her, because she talked about it the entire episode. She didn't sit down and talk to him right away about it. She kind of waited a couple days, waited for mm-hmm. him to go on a few dates, kind of sulked around, kind of cried around. Would I cry if I were in her situation? Probably. Would a guy like Blake want to have intercourse with me? Probably not. So it's completely irrelevant.
Right.
but it's just, I don't think it's a great look for either of them, really.
Yeah, I think, I don't think he also probably told her, like, you have must lie. I think he probably thought they were on the same page about, like, well, like, probably neither of us really want to mention this. So maybe it seemed like he, like, with Christina as well, just got very upset that it was being brought up on Paradise, which they have every right to kind of bring it up, but I think he just wasn't expecting it. So yeah, not defending him, but that's just, I think, how he was reacting to the situation. Not that he wanted people to lie, but he just assumed that, like, maybe they felt the same way he did, that, like, oh, let's just go a fresh start in Paradise, and we'll pursue different relationships, and if it comes up, it comes up. But I don't think he was expected to be bombarded like that. But the producers know what they're doing and know, like, who to arrive at the right time. And I don't know, it was just, like, hard to follow at times. But yeah, it's just, I don't know. And now with the release of the text messages, like, I don't really agree with that at all. But
yeah, so let's get into these text messages. Amy, I emailed you a link, and mm-hmm. it's a BuzzFeed article. Lots of people sent us different links. So okay. Thank you to everyone who did that. So let's not role play, but, like, let's read it out. So I'll read Blake's texts, which are in blue. You read Kaylin's texts, which are in gray. So for those of you who haven't seen these texts, haven't heard of it. So Blake went on Instagram and posted something on his feed that says, I wanted to take time to address what is being portrayed in the episodes. I made a lot of mistakes this past year, and that I'm not proud of. I know some people don't think this show is real, but it is. It is very real. Everybody handles heartbreak differently, and everybody handles the public eye differently. I have a lot of insecurities I've been struggling with and lost myself this year. I've gotten way in over my head with women and have made a lot of mistakes, and although never my intent, I hurt several people along the way. I felt a lot of shame and have been in a dark place for a while now, and especially these last few months. It's still something I am working through. I take full responsibility for my actions as Stagecoach and will forever regret the decision I made that weekend. The women involved did not deserve that. I realize now that I hurt these women and deeply regret that. I've done a lot of self-reflection since and have learned from my mistakes. So he felt like he needed to clear his name. He said that he wasn't able to defend himself down in Paradise, and he had no idea the things that Kaylin was saying in his interviews. And, you know, he has nothing except his name. He said, Kaylin and I were never in a relationship. I never ghosted Kaylin. I never called her a mistake. And I never, never, never tried to silence her. So then he posted screenshots of their texts during Stagecoach weekend and afterwards to his Instagram stories. Obviously, his PR manager did not have control of this, because I don't think anyone would have recommended this.
Right.
So, Amy, let's get going. You start off with Kaylin's first line.
Okay, so this was, like, prior to at Stagecoach, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so she says, okay, I'm coming.
No, LOL.
Dude.
Dude.
It's fine. Chill. It'll be good.
No, that's what they all say.
Come on, loosen up.
Don't tell me to chill. Laugh cry emoji. God, I wish Allie was here for this.
We'll just have a good time, man.
Again, that's what you all say.
I just ordered an Uber.
Hashtag liar.
I'm not. And then there must have been something that he sent, like a gif or something.
Yeah.
And she's reacting to that. I'm sleeping in the shower. Okay, I like it in there.
It's unlocked. We can cuddle, but no sex. LOL.
Yes, sex. Only sex.
I have willpower.
No cuddling. Ha. Lies.
Willpower.
Yo, we both know that's not true.
I know you when you get a little alcohol in you.
Say it. I dare you.
Nope, I'm a gentleman.
That is very false.
Kiss face emoji.
If I come over, it's strictly for sex. Nothing more, nothing less.
That's what they all say.
I'm just trying to be honest, you know.
So then that's the Stagecoach stuff. And from what we understand, they intercoursed. So it's perfectly reasonable for Kaylin to want to intercourse with Blake and for Blake to want to intercourse with Kaylin. Perfect. Fine. So this next set of texts, Blake captions as 1 week before paradise. So Amy, go ahead.
I know. I don't know what to do. We have a week to decide. I want to think about it for a little bit.
No, I need to tell before then so that she isn't crazy mad when she's down there.
I don't want to make this decision today, though. Can we wait until, like, Wednesday?
Okay, Wednesday morning. Have you talked to Cassie about it?
Yeah, her and Colton didn't say anything. I don't get it.
Like they didn't text back?
I really don't want to tell people, but I also don't want people finding out and looking like a liar. No, I talked to them. They just told me they don't know how anyone found out.
And again, 1 week before paradise. How you doing? Just want to check in.
I'm good. Better. Everything is good.
I feel better, too. I think we are overthinking everything. I still want to talk about it all, but we'll be all right.
Same, same, same. Hi. Did you tell Hannah?
Hi. No, not yet. Why?
I'm just stressed and can't stop thinking about it. I'm hoping she won't think it's a big deal.
And then he says something. I don't know. He says, oh, I'm sorry. I hate that. And then it gets cut off. Mm-hmm. And then he posted a video saying that he hopes Kaylin can forgive him for posting their text and that he hopes she can address whether or not her interviews were edited away to make him look bad. But then he says, I'm going to delete the text messages. I never want Kaylin to get attacked like this. Please stop attacking her. You know, this might be a way to clear his name and kind of, I don't feel like it really clears his name, nor does it really throw Hannah or throw Kaylin in the gutter. Like mm-hmm. It doesn't, just because she wanted to sleep with him doesn't mean like anything she's saying isn't completely true. I believe they might've had a conversation beforehand saying, hey, how are we going to deal with this? I think they easily could have been like, yeah, so we hooked up. That's fine. You know, if we go to paradise and we're still interested in each other, fine. But it seemed like Blake wanted to tell Christina about the situation, which is all fine and dandy. And I think that's fair and reasonable. Again, you know, honesty, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I would love to know what the hop, leap, and skip that Kaylin's making from, you know, these texts they are having 1 week before paradise to like she's super mad at him for lying to her, but it doesn't really seem like Blake was making any promises. I'm not sure. Obviously, we get a very specific viewpoint from Blake. He's only showing us the texts he wants us to see. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like she could have been posting ones that, you know, had more affection or saying, yeah, like I want to be with you, like let's go to paradise and let's be together, blah blah blah. Or maybe she doesn't want to post those things, and that's fair because I think posting these texts is pretty trashy, honestly. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think it is. Like, I understand his impulse to do that. It must have been hard to watch like one side of if he doesn't agree with that's how things went down and has, you know, he's probably looking through his phone like, no, like, am I going crazy? Like this, she said this and this and this. But like you said, you didn't have his PR person on hand at the time. And
such a mistake. It's just not a good, like
he could have maybe just done like a, did his Instagram story kind of telling his side without like screenshotting a conversation that was meant
like
to
this
be
doesn't
private.
Make him look good.
No.
So I don't know. It's not like it's really clearing his name or anything, because I just don't think either of them looked particularly great coming out of this. I know a lot of people were like, oh yeah, this makes Kaylin look terrible, but I don't think it really does.
No, I don't think so. And I think a big issue too is that like when he finally talked to Kaylin in Paradise, it was the second day and he's like, yeah, it's like weird. We just haven't had time to talk. It's like, all you've had time is to talk, you know, like you just, there weren't, wasn't like, I mean, I guess he went on a date or something in between, but he totally ignored her the whole time they were there until that second day. And that's not really a good look. You know, you can connect and say hi and say, like, okay,
you know,
how are you feeling about everything?
It's not. Yeah, not a great look. And a little bit later, we see Christina come in and, you know, she's kind of saying, like, I don't know if Kaylin knows about me, but I know about her. And I want to talk to Blake about this because I feel screwed over. Again, I get where she's coming from, but I don't know if she has completely solid ground to stand on. I get being upset. I totally do. But she herself admits that they were not in a relationship and the timing is not great. Mm-hmm. Please don't like think that I'm defending Blake and that I think what he did is like perfect. Great. I just think that there's a lot of gray area here. And I don't think any of them are looking too hot right now, because Christina comes in and she uses her date card and says, hey, Blake, like, let's go, like, come on the date with me. And he's like, oh, okay, cool. So they do, and they have like a good time for part of the date. But then she kind of blindsides him, honestly, mm-hmm. and saying, so like this and that, you kind of effed me over. And he's pretty upset, mm-hmm. with reason. She has a reason to be upset. He has a reason to be upset. Everyone gets to be upset. But it's just not. I feel like no one really comes out on top here.
No, it's very messy. I just have a hard time seeing like where Blake is going to go from here. Like he does. Still
he goes right to Hannah and she seems to be fine with it.
Well, he tries to go to Tayshia and she's like, nah, I'm not having it anymore. And then moves on to Hannah. But yeah, I think he just thought that he could kind of like, his past would not come back to haunt him at all. And so it's really thrown him that they both wanted to talk about it on camera. I think that's what he didn't want to happen. And, you know, he can't control that. He can't control everyone, you know, like they're free to discuss it how they would like and get the closure that they need. And, you know, if he didn't handle it off camera, then it's going to come out on Paradise. So,
yeah.
Let's talk about his date with Tayshia, though, because it seemed like, you know, she was also at Stagecoach, right?
Yeah.
That was another thing Kaylin talked about.
Connection there? Like, I don't know. Seems like he had a great connection with everyone at Stagecoach. No one has gotten better PR for $0 than Stagecoach, although I'm sure... Because I feel like they're all invited by, like, Revolve clothing brands, so Stagecoach is like, great. This is amazing advertising for us. We didn't have to put any of the dollars in. Yeah. Even then, like if they paid each of these people like 10 grand to show up to Stagecoach, like the return of value that they're getting right now is insane.
Yeah, totally. Because Kaylin said something like she woke up the next morning after being with Blake and he was like texting or DMing Hannah G and also talking about how hot Tayshia is. So he's just not really the most respectful person to her, it doesn't seem like. So it's like, yeah, maybe you regret like doing that or doing it that way, but yeah, that was not great. But they seem to have, she was really into him for that date until she got the info.
But I like Tayshia being like, oh, like, that's sketchy, I'm out. Where Hannah was like, that's sketchy, I'm in.
Right. Yeah. So one thing that was weird to me on Tayshia and Blake's date, he, like, kept fixating on like, oh, so you seem really surprised that I like asked you out. Like, so are you really excited to be here with me? Like, it just seemed like very egocentric. Like, I mean, and he was definitely feeling himself. Like, he hadn't had everything come crashing down at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So, that kind of rubbed me the wrong way. So let's see. I don't know. It's hard to talk about it now, knowing how it ended up, but yeah, they seemed like
it was a cute date, and I thought they had great chemistry, and I really liked Tayshia. She looks so gorgeous. I can't even like stand to look at her almost.
I know. It did cause drama with Hannah G that everyone expected him to ask Hannah G. So, mm-hmm. I guess I could just say Hannah, but, that seemed to push Hannah into the arms of Dylan. And I thought they were really cute together. He was
Dylan and Hannah. Yeah. I like them together. Although I will say that Dylan is like coming on pretty strong, pretty
way
fast.
Too strong.
I get it. She's beautiful. And like, I can understand him feeling like she's completely out of his league and he has to hang on to her. But buddy, this is week one of Paradise. You got three more to go. Like, you got a lot of time to go here.
Yeah. I'm assuming there must have been some kind of, they must have been in contact before, because it just seemed like mm-hmm. he was so over the moon. Like, mm-hmm. yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Who else? We have Clay getting a date card.
Oh, I can't believe it. I got a date card. There's two hot girls I'd like to take. Bibiana and Nicole are pretty both. They're pretty great. But I think I'm going to have to take Nicole.
Yeah. But not before Annalise decides to confront him.
Oh my God, can she back the frick off? Holy mother of pearl, that woman.
Yeah.
She's, you know, sure, let's harp on Kaylin for mentioning nothing but Blake's name for 4 hours straight. But God, Annalise, every time she was on the television, she was like, well, I'm friends with Angela. And, you know, he's been telling her that he's going to marry her. And they broke up months ago. But, like, they were looking at houses beforehand. And he keeps promising her this and that.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, she's my best friend, so I can't watch him here. Blah, blah, blah. Moving on. Like, I think it's a little soon to be moving on.
Yeah, yes, I mean, everyone there is there.
Comes on Paradise later this season, so would you say the same about her? I don't think so.
So we know she's coming on. She's on the list. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be exciting.
Will it, or will it be like a rehash of this bullshit?
Well, it looks like Clay is going to be sticking around, because it looks like he's one of the ones that's like getting locked into a couple early mm-hmm. on, right? So, but maybe Annalise won't be around by then. So, we can only hope.
No, Annalise is not making it out of this rose ceremony. I'm sorry. She's not. There's no way.
She's too focused on somebody else that's not even there. So, yeah, I don't know if it's looking that great for her. I did predict that she and Chris Bukowski would be a thing, but his interest seemed to veer towards Christina, because Annalise seemed very clingy as always. So.
God, she needs to chill.
Yeah. Are you excited for all the screen time that Clay is getting, though? There seems that he will get.
Am I excited? No, because Doug is just going to make me do impressions forever.
Yeah. How about him telling Annalise that she's misinformed about his relationship with Angela? I just love that part.
I mean, like, it's true, though. Like, why is she getting her nose all up in his business? What does it matter to her? Sure, they're friends, but they were broken up. Like, that's reported. They're broken up. They're not together.
Yeah, all these people were broken up with somebody else before they came on here.
Yeah.
Like, Dylan was dating Hannah B before this, so you can say that just about
Hannah to Hannah.
Right.
We're not mad at him.
Right. Let's see. So they went on a carnival date with fireworks at the end. What did you think of their Clay and Nicole's date? Do you like this couple?
Yeah, I do. They were cute. They were fun. I like them together. They're, you know, I don't know. They're just good. I like it.
Yeah. Now that I see them together, I can't really see. I thought it was odd that Bibby was really into Clay. That seemed weird to me. Seems like she always is kind of not having great luck mm-hmm. in Paradise, or even Winter Games was not all that successful, I guess. But yeah, now they, Clay and Nicole seem like a really solid couple early on. I love Demi, like, kind of giving Annalise shit for being like, I really wish you didn't say that right before their date. Annalise
well,
was like,
I don't want to be talking shit about them. Yeah. Hey, great. Why did you?
Yeah. Why did you do that?
My favorite line of this week was Demi saying, "Hi, I'm Demi from Demi's season of The Bachelor."
That was so good.
There was a couple moments where whatever she said, I legitimately laughed out loud.
Yeah. And then who was it? Somebody was like, I think it was Dylan, was like, "I think you're hilarious." She's like, "Thanks, so do I."
Yeah, exactly. Like, amazing. Great work, Demi.
Yeah. So Demi, let's talk about her, because in her intro, she said she's kind of like, she's been seeing a woman, and they even showed her talking to the other Hannah B, about it. Like, kind of breaking that news to her. So mm-hmm. Hannah had a little segment. So she's seeing a woman, but it's not exclusive. So she's kind of going to paradise to explore her options. But it looks like this woman shows up later on.
Yeah. So I think a lot of us were excited that she might be hooking up with a woman in paradise, someone that we know. Now I feel like we're led to believe that might not be the case, that this other woman comes back. Sure, fine, whatever. I think it's important to have the LGBTQ representation on this franchise because we have so little of it. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to have that. And I feel like they could mix up the game somehow a little bit because, you know, if it was a girls' week and Demi wanted to pick another girl, like, how would that work? I would love to see where this goes, to have more more contestants whose sexuality is fluid. Have you been watching Are You the One this season?
I have. I really like it. I'm a little bit behind, though. But yeah,
it's very good. So this season of Are You the One, if you haven't been watching, I think you should. I know in Canada, all the episodes are available on the MTV website. So in the season of Are You the One, every cast member sexuality is fluid. So you could be paired with a male, a female, or a non-binary person. It doesn't matter. When I first heard about this, I thought it would feel kind of gimmicky, but it really doesn't. I think it explores, or it gives a vision of that world pretty well. It's very interesting to see. And it really just does, like, highlight it as love stories rather than a love story between a man, like a man and a man, or a man and a woman, or a woman and a woman. It's just like love in general. And I would love to see more of that on Bachelor in Paradise. In Love Island this season, we did have a woman who was bisexual, and she was talking about that early on, and then a girl came in that she was kind of interested in, but nothing really came out of that. So if we could have more things like that coming out, it would be really fantastic just to see that representation on TV, because there's so many people that these stories, you know, make a difference to, and people relate to them, and, you know, people feel alone. But when Demi comes out and says, "Hey, like, I'm not giving a label to what I am. I'm just attracted to people. And if that person happens to be a man or a woman or somewhere in between, then, like, fantastic."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it'd be interesting to see how they, just with the structure of the show, how they handle it. If it is somebody from the outside coming in, it wouldn't be the first time that they have somebody from the outside coming in, because they had Ashley I's sister as a contestant on one season. But this seems like it would be a little bit different. But as of right now, she's exploring something with Derek. What did you think of that pairing?
I like them together. I think in Derek's original season, we liked him. Mm-hmm. He had kind of a cool head about him. And I think Demi needs somebody with a cool head. She can pop off. She does have it in her to be kind of a little on the cruel side. I feel like Derek could kind of balance her out. And they seem sweet together, and they seem like they're having a good time.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like super serious. So it looks like he was also into Tayshia as well, which probably a lot of the guys are.
Yeah, and me too. Like, yeah. Same.
Yeah, she seems like a lot more fun than we got to see her on Colton season as well. Like, I'm excited.
I mean, Colton sucks the life out of everything. I think it's apparent because, like, look at Hannah B. We had so much fun with her.
Totally.
Hannah G is like a lot of fun too. Although I will say it was some strong wording by whoever said it to say, "Oh my God, Hannah is so funny and she's so sarcastic and she's so smart." I'm like,
really?
I think she's really pretty and like funny-ish and smart-ish and like sarcastic-ish.
Right.
Because she's so pretty, like all of those other things seem heightened.
Totally.
You want to F her. But that's fine. Whatever. Like, have at her if it's all consenting and loving and beautiful and wonderful. But, you know, like, I don't think Hannah has ever had to be funny in her life.
Right.
She hasn't had to, like, practice those skills.
Yeah. I haven't looked at her Instagram lately. I wasn't, like, totally amazed by the captions.
No, 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 no. She's like an Instagram person for a reason.
Right. Yeah, her outfit when she came out with like the red tank top and like the high cut short shorts. I was like, I feel like I saw that like on her feed, like perfectly curated look. But yeah, she is drawing a lot of the guys' attention. Wills has laser focus on her. Too many of these guys, I think, have like a soul focus and should be actually taking cues from Hannah and keeping their options a little more open.
I agree. I think, you know, I feel like people could give Hannah some shit for making out with Dylan and making out with Wills and making out with Blake. But the person she seems to currently have the strongest connection with, Dylan, every time she's like, hey, this is what happened. I know you don't want to hear this, but in all honesty's sake, and he's like, you're right. Don't really care to listen to this, but I appreciate that you're telling me you're not trying to hide things behind my back, et cetera, et cetera. Again, within Hannah's right to do this thing because she is a single woman. She's completely right. This is the first week of Bachelor in Paradise. It's crazy to tie herself to one guy from the very beginning. And I think she's playing this correctly. And, you know, it's going to work out for her fine this week because in Guys Week, if one of the other guys doesn't pick her up, someone else is definitely going to.
Right, right. What do you think of that scene with the Wills where he's like, I have all these things I want to ask Hannah, and then it would like cut to Hannah talking to Blake answering like that same question, like, I love charcuterie boards, or like, I love sunsets.
I love charcuterie boards too, but I don't think if somebody asked me what my favorite food is, if I would immediately go there. But, you know, to each their own. Right. Wills, if you're listening, I know you're not. The blonde hair just needs some work. I think if you want to keep it blonde, you need a nice conditioner. It's getting a little, because you know, bleaching your hair is hard because it takes all the moisture out, it makes it look dry, it makes it look frizzy. I know this as somebody who hair is not the natural color in which I came into this world, and uses products to lighten it, including some sort of bleaching device. My hair is definitely a little frizzier than it used to be in my heyday of brunettedom. But I'm just saying, well, Wills. Oh my God. Wells and Wills being on the season is not okay for me.
Right.
Just a nice deep conditioner. A hair mask would do wonders. If you want to keep the blonde, a hair mask might help you.
Yeah. That's good advice.
You know what? Everyone use a hair mask. They're great.
I've never used one. So.
Oh my gosh. They're great. Okay. So my personal favorite, it's by a brand called Hask. You can find them at your local Ulta or Target. You can like get like a small one, a trial package, or, you know, like a bigger tub. Those are my favorite. I like them a lot.
Awesome. What advice would you give Wills about who to pursue next now that Hannah let him know that's not going to work out?
Yeah, ABH, anyone but Hannah. I think Viviana and him would be fun. Who else is even there? Tayshia, obviously, that would be a great couple. I think maybe Kaylin. Wilson, Katie. Anyone. Katie, yeah. Wilson, yeah. Anyone could be great.
Yeah, the Bibby
avoid
thing.
Annalise, because she's not here for the right reasons.
Yeah, the Bibby thing seems like so obvious, yet like they were on the season last year together and it didn't happen. So I feel like they're just like not considering it for whatever reason, or they're just bros. So that's too bad because they're both like struggling, it seems like. Mm-hmm. And we like them both. Let's see, who else is on the season? Cam? What is going on with Cam?
I'm so annoyed he's on my TV screen. I thought I could maybe handle it, and I thought it would be fine. I thought he'd be chill, but none of that was true. He's very annoying. And Kaylin just makes out with him in order to get his rose.
Kaylin's being smart because she wants to stay in the game. She doesn't want... She's not getting a rose from Blake. Doesn't want it. And... What did Cam say? He said something about like, oh, if you haven't been talking to me, you might not be here. Like, he's so full of himself and like no one's into him. But yet he does hold some power. Unfortunately, he has one rose to give out. So no one is interested in him. And she kisses him and is like, oh, you're just like, who are you? Like, what a surprise. And just like kind of vague statements to keep him interested.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Couple people who really were in the background, Sydney and Jane. I'm guessing those might be two that we're not going to see much of.
Jane is just a lot for me.
Yeah, she was. We knew nothing of her. Who knew about this hot sauce obsession? Apparently, that's
and
her
also
thing.
Who cares,
right? That's she's coming in. That's her gimmick, and she's going to poison JPJ with it.
Yeah, she tries to give him a really hot taco and he ends up puking.
Oh my goodness. JPJ and Onyeka look like a little bit of a thing.
Cool, I like it. Yeah. I like that weird pairing.
Yeah, they're pretty cute. What do you think of JPJ's entrance in the Speedo?
I mean, it's... I don't know. I feel like I'm pretty neutral on it. I'm neither here nor there.
Yeah. Oh, Kevin was also someone who's there.
Oh.
Remember him?
Okay. Yo. So Kevin comes out and Ethan goes, yay, I love Kevin. I'm like, what? You love Kevin? Why? He's like, I don't know. He's like a cool dude. I'm like, and what? How did you get that? Is it just because he's hot? Like, are you attracted to Kevin? Which is like, yeah, he's hot. But like.
Not memorable though, right?
Would I cheer? For him? I don't think so.
And you didn't get much like clarity on that?
No, I didn't.
Everybody needs someone to root for.
I guess so. I mean, not that Doug's obsession with Clay is any more sensible.
Yeah. But Clay is very like
imitatable,
I guess. We got the workout scene with Clay, too, on the beach. Looked like it was on fast forward, but I don't think it was. I think that's just how he works out. I'm not sure. Katie. She is really leaning into the spy thing because she was a spy on Hannah's season,
I guess. Okay.
Right?
Okay. I guess that's the connection there.
I mean, I guess she gave, like, Colton some info as well, like some intel. Yeah, it was a little much.
Okay.
Who was she vibing with? I didn't really notice.
No one?
Anybody. That's weird. I mean, there was that clip of her, too. Like, I'm just trying to find one person. I don't need, like, the posse. Mm. So maybe she's going to struggle as well, which seems unfortunate. Somebody I'm forgetting. Which they probably weren't shown very well. Oh, Chris, our favorite.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
He came, his intro, he had a walker.
That was my favorite intro, yeah. I think
that was the best one.
Most of them were pretty sad.
Pretty boring. They actually released them early on. They
were, yeah.
I saw them on Twitter and nothing was too exciting. I think I liked Christina's with the tea as well, like pouring tea. And then Jane is chugging hot sauce. But
when we first saw that, you're right, it was released early. I watched it earlier. I didn't get it.
Right. It's not like from her season because she was not on the show.
On the season.
Yeah. So she's just really committed to it. And that's what we're going to get. We had Katie spying. Those were the only ones that really stood out as something that hasn't been done before. Oh, Tayshia has a new nickname as well, Flirtatia.
That was funny. I laughed. Yeah. I love a good pun.
Yeah, that was good. I was like, why didn't we get that before?
Oh, that's funny.
I guess it's like her new like alter ego in Paradise. So yeah. I'm excited for that. Where do you think Tayshia's going from here now that Blake is
not God, I don't know. I'm really excited to see where that goes. Because I think she's going to last a long time.
Yeah.
But who with?
I know.
Someone new. Someone not here.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, because we have the uneven numbers. 9 guys, 12 women at this point. So we're going to lose 3. Who are your predictions for the 3 that are out the door?
Viviana, Annalise, and Jane.
Okay. I'm going to say Annalise, Jane, and Sydney. Just because
I think
she was interested in Blake. Too. Although maybe she'll get Blake's rose because he has nobody else to give it to. So I think Dylan's going to go with Hannah.
Yeah.
Even though Blake was really pursuing Hannah there at the end as well. Yeah, we had a lot more Wells in this episode too. He was pretty invisible last season. So I think he must have rearranged his contract, worked something out, get a little more airtime this time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Chris and Christina will probably be a thing for a little while. So Annalise is probably going to go. I think maybe Wills will give Viviana the rose, kind of like how she did with Colton. Like, oh, I just want you to stay. I don't have anyone else to give this to. So
that's my prediction.
I hope so anyway. I hope Vivi gets another chance. All right. Anything else before we get into questions?
I don't think so. I think that's pretty much it for the episode. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing where this season goes.
Yeah, me too. I was trying to predict, like, do you think Blake is going to quit? Is he going to try? Like, is he just so determined to like rehab his reputation while he's on the show? Or is he going to realize like, you know what? I better just leave because it's too challenging. What do you think?
I don't think he's going to leave, but God, I don't know what's going to... I don't know. I think him and Hannah are going to end up doing the biz.
Yeah, probably. yeah, because he could, depending on the order that they have the roses, like he could offer it to Hannah, even though it's clear that Dylan is really into her. And then he could give it to somebody else, too. Because they had something about like, it was Blake was like, well, if it's down to like Kaylin and Tayshia at the end, I don't know what I'm going to do. So Blake could be like the last person as well.
Yeah.
And figure out how they'll structure it. We didn't get a rose ceremony, so we can only speculate at this point.
Like, why? Why? Why?
Why? Why? Why? All right. Ugh. Caleb Doherty on Facebook wants to know, with the recent revelations on Big Brother 21 and BIP, is Stagecoach the mecca of reality television? Okay, I don't know about the BB21 one. Do you know?
Okay, so I believe maybe Holly and Catherine had met at Stagecoach or something. Or somebody had gotten, what's it called when they get picked out of the audience?
Oh.
Drafted. When they get drafted. Not drafted. When they get
scouted.
Scouted. Yeah. When they get scouted. I think somebody maybe
a mandatory draft. You must be on
scouted,
BB.
Scouted there. Maybe she got scouted there. Something.
I guess so then. Like this is the place to go if you want to be cast.
Hmm.
Interesting. Or if you have been cast. You want to meet past contestants.
Mm-hmm.
Albert Vargas. How much money did Stagecoach pay for advertising in this episode?
It's all influencer marketing. It works. Like, we like to make fun of the FabFitFun boxes. Please sponsor us, guys. Please, we're begging for it. But, you know, we make fun of all of that, but it works. It works. Sorry.
It becomes a storyline in their life.
Yeah.
Justin Feinberg. First off, congrats, Haley and Ethan.
Thanks, Justin.
Secondly, will you share a wedding day with any Bachelor franchise couple, present or future?
I mean, I don't think so.
Not intentionally, anyway. You're not going to try to do that.
No, I feel like we're going to be late summer, early fall. And I feel like any couple coming off BIP is not going to have that quick of a turnaround. Like, no. They'll wait till the next season of BIP.
It's always like a June wedding then.
Yeah, any bachelor couple, I feel like, is going to wait until the new year. So I don't think, but you just never know.
Never know. Well, Holston, can you prove to me that Jane isn't a mischievous water ghost that only the audience can see?
I really can't.
Will Holston couldn't help but notice that Cam has a windmill tattoo on one of his shoulders. Is it a tribute to Hannah? Is it an omen? I noticed this too. Oh my gosh. I'm glad he had a question about it because I forgot to bring it up.
Oh my God. That's too funny.
It's a windmill and then it's an
omen. It's an omen.
It's a duchy. Dutchy underneath. Why?
Is he Dutch?
Oh, maybe. But yeah. Did he just get this? Like,
I would hope
not. Before?
No, because they definitely started filming before the windmill incident was talked about, right?
Wow. Maybe he and Hannah really are meant to be. Oh, man. And then Will also wants to know, please help me to understand Kaylin's story about Blake that changes every time she tells it. So Colton hooked them up, but they also hooked up through DMs. They only met in person one time and she thought they were exclusive. He told her about seeing Christina that same weekend, the morning after their hookup, or he told her a few weeks later. What is the truth?
I don't know if we'll ever know the truth. Unless we die. And like, that's one of our five questions we ask Jesus when we enter the gates.
It's like so pressing that we just have to know.
Yeah, it's like, who killed JonBenet? Did Blake and Kaylin, what was the timeline there?
Yeah.
Gosh, what are some other questions? Like, I don't know. What other things do you care about knowing when you get to Heaven's Gate?
Oh my gosh, I can't even think about it.
Yeah.
Katie Sheely, can someone please explain to me what is so great about this Blake person?
Okay, so I've been thinking about this all day, and I think why we thought Blake was so great is that because we thought Garrett sucked.
And Blake was really emotional. Like, he just seemed like so invested.
Yeah.
And like, he was just, Garrett never seemed all that serious. Like, he was just kind of jokey. Like, he never really got very deep with Becca, and it felt like she and Blake had these more deep conversations, and so I think we just thought that that would have been a more well-rounded relationship as well, and that he was maybe more sincere or serious, and he was so broken up by their breakup, and I guess now, based on his Instagram post, he's kind of using that maybe as a little bit of an excuse, like people handle heartbreak differently or something, which I don't no, that
listen, really Blake, just plays admit, into it. You were enjoying having a lot of attention from a lot of beautiful women. And I don't want to say for the first time in your life, but like, no one in their life has like ever had like that much attention.
Yeah, he's just kind of, he's really fit. I don't think he's like the dreamiest person that the show has ever had, though. So I feel like it's probably a unique situation that he, you know, Tyler is probably used to women, maybe not Gigi Hadid DMing him, but probably used to the attention. He's a model, you know. So Will Holston, who was a bigger liar, Blake in his convo with Christina or Kaylin when she told Onyeka, "I'm so done talking about Blake," before she spent the rest of the night talking about Blake?
The latter, I feel like. She spent many hours talking about Blake.
Yeah, she went to Onyeka first, but then Wells, and then Sydney, and went around. Malia Eggleston, call me a bad millennial, but I truly don't know what Stagecoach is. Can you explain what it is and why so many reality stars go there?
Okay, so Stagecoach is like the country music version of Coachella, and it's held, they're held pretty close together and in a pretty similar location. And it still has that like Instagram aesthetic kind of vibe going on. So many reality stars go because they're paid to, whether it's by you know, brands they're working with, or, you know, just from the festival, they get free tickets just because their name is known.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know like exactly, like I couldn't have said like it was country music or not. I just figured it was kind of like Coachella. Susie Ann, from being a night one boot who used a strange nickname to yelling around at women tell all to serving JPJ tacos that caused him to vomit, has Jane had the most embarrassing career in the Bachelor franchise, if not all of reality television? Okay, totally forgot that she was like yelling at the WTA.
I forgot that too. God, yeah, she has been embarrassing. And I just, in like, not in a way that I'm enjoying watching.
Yeah. No, it's not like we're really rooting for her. Like, oh, like she's not the grocery store Joe that we would want from a night one boot.
Yeah.
Karen Mack, did Christina waste her date card? Yes, no, or maybe?
I would say no, because I feel like somebody's going to give her a rose regardless. And I think it was important to have a conversation with Blake kind of one-on-one where he couldn't really escape it.
Mm. See, I think she could have pulled him aside. Maybe this is like the way to ensure that it gets, because it would get airtime either way.
Mm-hmm. But
you know, she, I don't think she should be pursuing Blake. So she, like, didn't seem like that was her intent. She just wanted to have the conversation. So in that sense, like, if you're going to Paradise to move on, find someone new, like, maybe she should have asked, like, the person that she wants to give her a rose at the end. But yeah, I think she's probably sticking around as well. Allison Giancola says, warning, I'm not excusing or defending Blake, but his reactions to Christina and Kaylin have left me wondering if perhaps Blake is newish to receiving a lot of attention from women. Perhaps he was always a good guy, but he never really had the opportunity to be a bad guy, and so that's how he sees himself. Now that he's being called on his behavior repeatedly, he's having to come to terms with the fact that the way he's behaved towards these women was not okay.
Yeah, so that was like a succinct way to kind of talk about what we tried to talk about, and that took us like 35 minutes. So right. Thank you, Allison. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's perfect. Yeah. I think that's a perfect, you know, encapsulation of what is going on with Blake.
Right. Yeah, he hasn't like been in a situation before and thought like, okay, I thought I was being really upfront, or I thought we were on the same page, and now it's like, oh my gosh, this is, because he was, yeah, his reaction seemed very sincere in and shocked at like, wait, oh, this is not what I was expecting out of this.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I should have expected this. And so now his reactions on Instagram, it's like he's finally realizing like, oh, which, you know, maybe he should have realized that a little bit earlier. But yeah, we're not defending him, but it seems like there are conflicting stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do they say? There's always like the two sides of the story and then three somewhere sides, in between.
Her
yeah.
side, there, like this side, and the truth.
Right. All right. So I'm guessing that Doug sent you some takes.
He did. Yay, yes. Doug sent me some takes. He's back from his hiatus. Mm-hmm. So exciting. Let me, where is it? Okay, here it is. As part of the halfway program, they should make Demi's mom the new bartender and then have her pickpocket everyone while they're when they're drunk. I think that was like she was like in for white collar crime, not petty theft, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I never heard more about it.
I think Christina suing Blake on national TV is one of my fave moves ever. I'm reasonably confident that it's the only reason she went on the show. Yeah, that's fair. please reenact Clay's reaction to spooning with him when he quizzically asks, are you trying to flirt with me?
Hey, are you trying to flirt with me?
What was more cringeworthy, John Paul Jones puking from a dubious taco or, oh God, Juan Paul Jones attempting to apologize in Spanish to the uninterested bartender about how he wasted a good taco? Ladder? That was not the best I've ever seen.
Yeah. Oh, what did you think of Chris's nickname for him? Juan Pablo. I never thought Chris would bring up Juan Pablo again.
Yeah, I don't feel good about that. Bibiana crying. Who will give me a rose? Me. Go to the Stagecoach Festival.
The regrets that they have.
I assume you'll have Yeah, exactly. I assume you'll have already gone over the Kaelin text, but how many tequilas would it take for you to send a message that blunt? I don't want to remind everyone, but I'm engaged. And like, I would still probably not send anything like that to Ethan.
Yeah.
Sorry for being MIA. 1 minute I was all right and all was right in the world. Then I barfed for 5 days straight and then I came around. Tyler was dating models. Jed was singing dog food jingles and you were engaged. What a time to be alive. I can't wait to discuss this further at the Friends from the Internet table.
Yes.
Lastly, if I'm still single next spring, I'm going to Stagecoach.
Ooh. We need to get documentation of that.
Yeah.
We need like the live feed.
You would hate it so much.
Oh my gosh. When is Stagecoach? What time of year was this? Okay.
I think.
So it seemed like Christina said that he told her about Kaelin like just a week before Paradise. So it wasn't like he revealed it right away.
Yeah,
and those texts made it seem like somebody found out about it, and she was freaking out about how they found out. So I don't know who that was, but like if it was Christina or and he didn't tell her, I don't know. There's no secrets in Bachelor Nation, I don't think. So
nope.
Yeah,
and sleep with one, you sleep with them all.
Yeah. And I feel like there were podcasts going on, like Ben and Ashley's podcast, where they're like, we're at Stagecoach or something, or like they had different guests on and stuff.
Yikes.
Yeah, so now I kind of am curious to go back and listen, because I know they had Blake on at one point. All right. Haley, you wrote about the Hannah season of The Bachelorette on your blog, right?
I did. I eulogized, you know, her as the Bachelorette and her, you know, her season as a whole over on my blog, strongtakes.ca. So you can go check that out and you can read what I've been watching this week and what I read last month and, you know, all those other things.
Do you think you'll be documenting wedding planning or different considerations or is that
maybe? Yeah, I thought about it. Cool. I don't know. Would people be interested in reading about that?
I think so. It's such an involved process. And
yeah. It's funny because like I work for like a wedding and event planner. So I went into the office yesterday morning and my boss sat me down. She's like, okay, so like, let's get started. How many people are you thinking? Where are you thinking? What day are you thinking? I'm like, oh God, I don't know. I haven't thought about any of this. And I didn't, you know, one of the traits of a Libra is that they're not great with decision making because they always weigh out every option. Mm. And I always felt myself to be somebody who could make decisions pretty well. But I do, you know, when people are having like an argument or whatever, I am pretty much able to see both sides of the argument and kind of come out in the middle as a mediator. But I usually can make a decision. This is going to be tough for me because there's so many options and it's really hard to narrow things down.
Yeah. And it's not like, oh, well, the next time I get married, I'm going to do that. You know, it's not like, oh, the next year, I'm like, because it's like with a vacation, you can be like, okay, I'm going to go here and then maybe I'll go this other place in a couple of years. But
yeah,
it's like, it feels like, oh, okay, I have like, it's so permanent.
Yeah. Okay. I have to pick a color scheme and I have to stick with that and I have to have a date and I have to pick a location. And there's so many locations, but like they're all expensive. And like, how many people am I going to have? Because that depends on like, you know, that leads to where I can have it. And like, do I want one place or do I want two places or do I want this? Or like, oh my God, it's just like, oh God, what am I doing?
Yeah. Yeah, well, readers, or readers, listeners, readers of the blog, listeners of the podcast, tweet Haley your advice. I'm sure she would appreciate it.
I would love it. And send me pictures from your weddings and stuff, because I like to have ideas and I like to look at things. And I love wedding photos. So please send them to me.
Yes. And things to pin on Pinterest, right?
Yes.
Now it's public.
Yep. Yeah, my Pinterest board is now public. You can find it on my Twitter profile at HStrong. You can at HStrong underscore, sorry. And you can follow me on Instagram at the same handle at HStrong underscore. You know, tweet me things, Instagram me things, tag me in things. Like, I just want to see, stuff. Like, I want to, you know, let's look together. Let's figure this out.
Do you guys have a hashtag?
Not yet. Like, can
you
think
have a couple
of
names?
No, no. I gave this one to Ethan the other day, and he hated it. Heathen.
Oh my gosh.
He did not love that one. Let me tell you.
The Heathen Wedding, yeah. I feel like it needs strong in there.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, that's a whole other conversation. Like, you gotta, are you keeping strong?
Oh my god, yeah, I'm keeping my name.
Okay.
But like, you know. You think I'm just gonna give up strong? Why would I do that? No.
Okay, yeah. Good.
I keep telling him he should take my name because my name's great.
Yes. Yes. Strong nuptials or something.
The strongest yard. I don't know. That doesn't work. Just let me, give me some ideas. Just give me ideas for everything. Anything you can think of.
Nice. All right. And you can follow me on Twitter at RHAP Recapper. And we'll be back next week with a special guest.
Ooh, who could it be?
We'll find out.
So clear.
All right. Until then.
Bye. Bye.